I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Attitudes towards smoking have changed a bit since 1586. Here's what an English visitor to America wrote that year after he observed some Indian smokers. Their bodies, he commented, are notably preserved in health and know not many grievous diseases, wherewithal we in England are oftentimes afflicted. Well, the graphic new warning labels that will appear on packages of cigarettes next year in the U.S. suggest otherwise, and in Iceland, officials are planning even more draconian measures.
We are hoping for minimizing the tobacco sales to about zero.
Sif Fritleifsdottir is sponsoring an anti-smoking measure in the Icelandic parliament. The legislation would ban the sale of tobacco, except at a pharmacy. You'd need a medical certificate to get your nicotine fix, and don't even think of smoking if you're under 20 years old. Fritleifsdottir says society has an obligation to protect young people from themselves.
When the young people are starting to smoke, it's not a kind of an informed decision, and they get addicted very, very fast, so we should protect them. It's an obligation for us.
It doesn't seem to be much of an obligation in other parts of the world. In a moment, we'll head to Indonesia, where cigarette companies market their product aggressively, and the government doesn't seem to mind at all. But first, we go to Russia, where Jessica Gallagher tells us that an anti-smoking push is up against a pro-smoking culture.
Yelena Zlatustovskaya sits in a popular Moscow restaurant. She looks cool, sleek, and sexy, holding an ultra-slim cigarette between her fingers. At least that's what marketing wizards would have you think. And Zlatutovskaya should know. She's a bigwig at the Moscow office of PR firm Edelman.
Smoking is quite a traditional thing in Russia. And this is really is a problem for Russia. A lot of people accustomed to smoke very cheap cigarettes with a low quality of tobacco.
And accustomed they are. A World Health Organization study puts Russia among one of the smokiest nations in the world, with more smokers per capita than Indonesia or China. And according to Zlatustovskaya, advertisers are using every weapon in their arsenal to get even more smokers. It's not unusual to see scantily clad young women standing on some of the city's most popular streets, like Tverskaya, offering cigarettes to lure people in.
Sampling is very popular. So you're just walking around the street, and the girl near the metro station comes to you and says, okay, we have new cigarettes. And I think that they will pay a lot of attention to that kind of promotions.
That type of street-level promotion seems to be doing the trick. In 2009, Russia was the largest market worldwide for slim, ultra-slim cigarettes, which are generally targeted towards young women. These types of cigarettes often feature flowers on their packaging. Aromatic cigarettes are also the latest, greatest thing. One of Philip Morris's brands, Virginia Slim's Uno, in both black and white, is meant to fit a woman's mood. Ads feature hip, sophisticated, model-type-looking women on the go. According to Philip Morris, their slim cigarette sales jumped, get this, 91% from 2006 to 2009. Those numbers have embarrassed the Kremlin. Russia has pledged to cut the numbers of its smokers by up to 15% by 2050. The government has also banned cigarette ads on television and has introduced warning labels on cigarette packages that read, "Smoking kills," and that smoking can also cause heart attacks, strokes, death, and impotence, among other things. The WHO wants Russia to do more, as other countries have done, like put graphic images of smoke-ravaged lungs on cigarette packages. What does PR director Zlatutovskaya think about the possibility of that happening? She rolls her eyes.
I don't think they would do that. They get very good taxes from that. So I don't think they will say, okay, we will care about our population. We need them to be healthy. We'll do whatever just to keep them healthy. No, I don't believe in that.
Meanwhile, Russia's health minister, Tatiana Golikova, says the former Soviet Union has to do everything possible to combat the country's high smoking rates. So she's all for the gloomy pictures. For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.